Michael Valentin's framing in an arch window on a new three-bedroom home in Northwest Berryville. He's a construction supervisor for the Mutual Self-Help Housing Program.
Yeah, it's a great situation for everybody. Yeah, it brings jobs to other subcontractors, and these people get a new home for less than what they could normally get one.
And for many, securing a mortgage in these times is way out of reach. The owner of the new home is not here today, but her neighbor, Yolani Franco, is helping out, part of the mutual labor aspect, wearing a gray hoodie this frigid morning to stay warm. She's a single mom with two children. Her home, also under construction two doors down, will be done soon.
Hopefully in 3 months, at the end of February, we should be done. Hopefully, if nothing else.
And do you have construction skills yourself?
No, but I'm learning a lot.
Like nailing trim, for example. She's also learned to read floor plans, which are tacked up nearby on a wall support. She says her children are excited to move into this pleasant, forested neighborhood.
Yes, I like it. It's quiet. It's nice. I met some of the neighbors, and they're pretty nice people.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Three new homes are being built on this lot. Wearing bright yellow coveralls, Nathan Holloway is also helping out. His house is being constructed over by the fairgrounds.
It's a three-bedroom house. It's going to be really nice when it gets done. It's a lot of work put into it, but it's getting there. I'm just very thankful and glad things are working out the way they are.
Thanks to Vicki Stratton, director of the USDA Mutual Self-Help Housing Program, which provides low-interest sweat equity construction loans.
Now, this house is going to have a safe room. So in case of a tornado, which I know we're always concerned about, if there's enough money in the budget and we can make it work out, we can actually build a safe room, which is going to be a room that's going to be still standing once the tornado blows through. And this one is actually located in the garage of this house.
Outside on what will soon be the front lawn, Stratton says there's nothing better than helping families acquire their first home.
Just for a single parent or married couples or elderly retired, we've got all diversity and everybody is that we help get into a home. And, you know, at the end, they cry, we all cry.
Five mutual self-help programs operate in this state of Arkansas in Little Rock, Fort Smith, Arkadelphia, Russellville, out of Nashville, and this one, which covers seven counties, Carroll, Newton, Searcy, Marion, Boone, Baxter, and Madison County, just added to the region. Vicki Stratton is based in Harrison at the Northwest Regional Housing Authority.
Our homeowners and our families, our applicants, actually get a loan through USDA Rural Development, and it's a 33-year loan. The interest rate is locked in. Right now, the interest rate is 3.25% for the lifetime of the loan. Our families do have to put in 25 hours of their own sweat equity, and that's their down payment. So they're not having to come up with, you know, 10% or 20% of cash because they're going to put in some hours as we go through the program.
That's 25 hours of donated time per week, primarily after work or on weekends. Accepted applicants are assembled into kind of collectives, working together to complete all the homes. Friends and families can also contribute equity. Skilled volunteers are also welcome, especially to help disabled participants. If unskilled, owners can opt to do things like maintenance, upkeep, and painting. But handy applicants can help with exterior work, like framing and interior finish work. The construction supervisor coordinates everyone. Plumbing and electric subcontracted on bid. But owners have a lot of say, including site location.
They do get to pick the location that they're going to get to build at. They get to pick house plans. But all that has to come in within a budget and a total loan amount.
Most applicants who tend to be unbanked don't have much credit, and they don't need to put up any collateral.
What Rural Development wants to know is that you've been trying to make payments on anything you've got out there. They don't go by a credit score. Once again, they just look and see what your credit looks like, and we can answer any questions that are there with that. And we have lots of people that, you know, may have credit issues, but you know what? They've decided this year's the year I'm going to make a difference. And we look at those dollars. We actually manage their budgets. We work with them, work with their budgets one-on-one. We actually control, you know, the dollars, so we know where every line item is going to be going. We also work with our homeowners as far as before they get into the home. We actually have classes, and we work with them on maintaining their home, making timely house payments. We work on budgets. We counsel them on every aspect of being a homeowner.
Vicki Stratton walks first-time home applicants through the long, complex process.
As far as getting into the homes, you're actually going to get into your house for no money down. You are going to have to come up with approximately $375, $400 for builder's risk insurance. That has to be paid before we can start construction on your home. And then 6 to 8 months later, when you get ready to move in, you're going to have to come up with your homeowner's insurance. That runs anywhere from $600 to $800. Really depends on location, depends on your credit. Hopefully we've been good during that time frame still. But actually, to get into these homes, you're going to get in for probably right at less than $1,000, $1,200. So those are going to be the upfront dollar commitments that you're going to have to the program. Now, we have lots of families that, because of their low income, will qualify at a 1% interest rate. So that being said, I mean, I see payments anywhere from $300 to $500 to $600. You know, so this may be close to what you're paying in rent every month.
Since 2004, 66 homes have been constructed collaboratively.
No one moves until everybody's finished. So if we have 6 houses in a group, everybody has to kind of move everybody along and get motivated to get to the point where we're actually completed and you get to move in all at the same time. And usually, like I said, it's whatever time you've got to give, but you know what? It's 6 to 8 months and you get a house.
In 7 years since the program started, only one home has been abandoned. The rest of the families continue to make payments and meet all obligations. Homes can be built in rural areas, but they must have access to public water. If the land is donated, then the USDA construction loan will pay for a well to be drilled. Most homes tend to be 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet, with a yard and garage. In the $100,000 range, all Energy Star efficient, and families can choose their neighborhood. Like this pretty faux brick home in a very nice neighborhood on a mountain on the northeast side of Berryville.
That they just moved in August, so they're going to be celebrating their first Christmas here. It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage house. It is all brick, stucco, and it's got white trim. And we actually have snow on the roof this morning.
And everyone likes to be in their cozy home for Christmas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.